You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 130. And today, get ready for some ninja Instagram moves that are gonna amplify your influence. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and wanna magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, business leaders and inspired entrepreneurs. It's your host, Melanie Benson, your profit amplifier here. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's just say if you've been hearing about Instagram TV, Instagram stories, and Instagram, and you are not maxing out on this great resource, today's your day. We are going to learn from a friend of mine some ninja moves that you could be doing if you host a podcast, if you have events, you know, if you're launching something, if you literally anything that you do that you want to get more traction with and you just want to grow your Instagram following, you're going to love today. You're going to love it so much that you're going to want to put it into action, but you might also have some questions that come up. So make sure that you join me in the Amplify Your Success community. It's totally free right now, but we are doing some pop-up trainings and my guest today has agreed to come join me and do an Instagram training only for our members. So you can join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com and we'll let you know when it's coming. It's going to be coming in the next couple of days, so watch out for that. And this is part of a bigger conversation that's been coming up for people about creating launches that you love. So what does it mean to launch? Well, a launch is when you put together a series of steps to get people excited about a new offering or get more traction and more visibility on something you want that you've already launched, but you want to get more traction with. So I've been talking to a lot of new clients who have been a little bit resistant about doing a launch that they love. And they felt like it's overwhelming, there's too many moving parts, it's keeping them from getting their own podcast going. Maybe they wrote a book and they just said, hey, it's out there. And they never really did anything to drive visibility and traffic. And I want to help you fix that problem. I've opened up a couple spots this summer to help really awesome people just like you create a launch that they love, which basically means you're not going to be burned out. You're not going to be overwhelmed. You're going to have very intentional action that is right in alignment with the things that you do best, the magic that you create, and you're going to get more eyes on your offering and get more sales coming in the door of your best clients. So if that is something that you want to find out more about, give me a little shout out in the comments here or reach out to me on any of my social media platforms. Email us at info@melaniebenson.com. Let me know you want to launch, you love. Tell me what you want to launch and we'll tell you what next steps to take. All right, so let's dig into today's episode. All right, listeners, I have some great strategies in store for you today. We are talking Instagram with a really dear friend of mine. I can't wait to introduce you. So if you podcast, you have a show, you have Facebook Lives, you have anything you're doing to really boost your authority and your influence, you are going to love these tips. So let me introduce you, Adam Shively. He is the PhD, that stands for Previously Heavy Dude, which don't you love that? He's the host of the top-ranked fitness podcast, The Million Pound Mission, which you definitely want to listen to, and the brand new Casting the Pod, which is one of my new favorite podcasts. He's reached a point in life where, or he reached a point in his life where he weighed 327 pounds and was already having weight-related health issues in his late 20s. And then he decided to overhaul his lifestyle and his fitness and ended up losing over 100 pounds. Feeling inspired, he took what he learned from his own transformational journey and created a boot camp program that produced over 35,000 pounds of results in his hometown of Bloomington, Indiana. Now, Adam has set his sights on inspiring over 1 million pounds of healthy results through his podcast, coaching programs, and the Million Pound Mission Boot Camp. And even better, he's now turned a slice of his attention into the podcasting, radio, video market, and teaching people how to drive more listeners, more followers, and more sales using really awesome tools like Instagram. So Adam, thanks so much for joining me today. I've been so excited about this conversation.
Well, Melanie, I'm fired up. You are somebody that I was really excited to connect with, and I'm so glad that we got in touch with each other and we've been mind melding and sharing ideas. And I think this is going to be a high energy episode. So all you guys out there listening in, just get ready. Hold on tight.
Yeah. So first of all, let's talk about your favorite platform right now, Instagram, and how your everything shifted for you when you started using it in your new power tool way.
Yeah. So the thing I realized with Instagram is that that's where everybody is kind of flocking right now. And as somebody that is creating a lot of content, what Instagram is doing is they are creating all these different little micro avenues for you to release that content. And in my opinion, it's one of the best ways to actually connect with your audience, where in the world of social media, I think a lot of us, it's the ego play, right? We're like, oh, how many followers do you have? And how many followers do you have on Instagram? How many followers do you have on Facebook? And to me, it's not so much about the followers. It's more about how do I connect with that person? Because I'm in the business of podcasting to inspire people. I've got a million-pound mission. I want to help those people. Now I'm casting the pod, and I want to help people that are getting into podcasting and inspire them. So the why and the goal is about connecting, not let's see how many people I can get to look at my posts. It's how can I actually help? So Instagram is creating all these little avenues with Instagram TV, Instagram Stories, Instagram Live, and of course the posts. And I have kind of put my unique spin with what I call my Instagram ninja moves that I've come up with through a lot of trial and error, for sure. More than my fair share of error, by the way. And I'm starting to get some traction where I have a lot of podcasting friends that are bragging about, well, I've got 35,000 followers on Instagram. And I go, oh, well, what are you doing with those followers? And they're like, well, I got people to handle that. I'm like, no. You aren't talking to them. You aren't connecting with them. You aren't, you know, having conversations and seeing, you know, what their needs and wants are. Oh, no, I got people to take care of that. So I feel like those people are missing the boat. And I want to show you guys how to get engaged with this audience and really nurture that relationship via Instagram.
Yeah, I love this because I think we all know, like, having followers, having subscribers, none of it really matters if people aren't engaged, because guess what? They are not paying attention, right?
Yep.
And I've been watching what you're doing since we met and we had connected on social media. And I was like, ooh, like, he's really doing some cool stuff. And I was watching the interaction and the engagement. And I'm like, and then you were telling us that you were using this in a way that was getting you more listens and getting more subscribers on your podcast. And I was like, oh yeah, we got to talk. We got to like share these little, I like you call them ninja moves, with my community as well. And so here's why I want you to really take good notes today. And I want you to think about the difference between a nice idea that just stays a nice idea and one thing you can take from my talk with Adam today that will actually move the needle. Like, I want you to think, how do we catapult this needle today so that you don't just have a bunch of people going, oh, that's nice, click, 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 which, by the way, Instagram is threatening to take away likes on Instagram. So that's going to radically change the game. And you're going to need tools like Adam's talking about today. So you talk about like Instagram as a podcaster, because really that's the way you're relating to it. You're using a lot of these tools to feature the podcast episodes. Why do you think podcasters in general are needing to go deeper into Instagram Live?
Well, Instagram Live, it's a natural, I'm glad you asked this question, first off, because I feel like this is probably, if I can impact people that are looking to get their message out there in one way, it's Instagram Live, 100%.
Oh, and we should probably explain what it is for someone who maybe not as familiar with Instagram right now.
Yeah. So with Instagram Live, basically it is you hitting a magic button that says go live, and it's live action. It's authenticity at its finest. You can do like face filters. Sometimes I do that just to be silly, but it's like what you say is uneditable and what you do is being seen. And the algorithm is out there telling you Adam is live. Go check it out. So as a podcaster, most people podcast because they have a message inside of them and they are producing content. So it's a natural flow, but podcasts can be highly edited, and podcasts, if we mess up, then we can go back and correct that stuff. And when you go live, I feel like that's the biggest barrier. People are like, oh, I can't do it, man, because I don't look good on camera, or I don't, you know, like, okay, for example, everybody thinks this way, Melanie. My biggest pod crush in the world is Amy Porterfield, all right? Amy Porterfield is like my hero. She is amazing, and she's just drop-dead gorgeous, all right? And she talked about she would never do live casting because she was worried about how she looked on camera. And then she just got over and started doing it, and her whole profile just blew up. Like, her, she was big anyway, but then everything just exploded because people got to see the authentic Amy. It wasn't all the touched up camera stuff and all the fancy pictures. Like, that's nice, but people want to connect to us as content creators. That's our advantage, is letting somebody in and say, oh yeah, Adam kind of stumbles and mumbles around a little bit. I'm like that too, you know? Or, you know, Adam, you know, looked a little bit sleepy today. Well, that's how I look when I wake up too. So it's an instant relatability factor that really goes up, and you get connected. And again, that's the key word, everybody. It's the connection, letting people know that, yeah, you have bad hair days, or you mess up words, or, you know, you have a cold and you sound weird or whatever, but just being authentic. And when you hit that live button, it's 100% authentic. You know, that's the only way to go. And I think your audience will relate to that, and it's just going to raise your profile with them.
I love that. So I think one of the things that's really great about Instagram Live is it is a way that you create real rapport. And I think that's what you're saying. And I, you know, technically we can use it on Facebook Live as well, but there's something different about the Instagram platform right now. I don't know if it's just sexier or because it's newer or Facebook's messed up the algorithm so much. I feel like the traction is so much better on Instagram Lives than it is on Facebook. So I don't know. Have you noticed a difference there? And why Instagram over Facebook for that matter?
Well, a couple things. People are flocking towards Instagram in general because it tends to be a little bit more of a positive place. A lot of Facebook now is just getting a lot of ranters and ravers and a lot of negativity and people arguing with each other. And Instagram isn't as much like that. There's a little bit of it, but just in general, like with the posts and things, you don't see people doing that. So that's kind of nice. And the algorithm isn't quite as harsh as with Facebook. Like, you post something on Facebook, 6% of the people that are following you are going to see it. And in Instagram, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's a heck of a lot more than that, and especially when you go live. And, you know, I've seen that with the algorithm where I'll have people that will follow my account because, you know, one of my main techniques that I like to teach people with show growth especially is doing Instagram Live follow-up interviews with your guests. And you and I are going to do this. You were recently on my show, and you know, I'm going to have you on. I do this with everybody because it's so easy, and you get double algorithm, Melanie, double algorithm, which means when I go live on Instagram and you come in and we do a split screen, then the algorithm says, Adam is going live. Let me alert all of Adam's followers, and Melanie is going live. Let me alert all of her followers as well. And they all get to intermix and mingle. And it's very easy for your people to follow me and my people to follow you, and we gain followers. And just one example of this is I did an interview with a couple named Matt and Mega from the Keto for Normies podcast, Keto Connect, on Instagram, and they have 300,000 followers, all right? So when I go live with them, all those people are being alerted, hey, come and check this out. Matt and Mega are live. And in a 15-minute interview, I had 300 new followers on my Instagram account in 15 minutes, all right? And these are highly, like, these are my people that I want to connect with, that I want to target, that I want to talk to. And a lot of those people end up being my clients. They, you know, I saw my subscriber rates go way up. So there's a direct correlation with the amount of live casts that I'm doing, the amount of follow-up live split screen interviews that I'm doing, and the amount of downloads that I'm getting, Melanie. It's a direct, I mean, I see it month after month after month. And I track that, how much, like today, I actually just went live with Matt and Mega again. Now their account's up to like 350,000. I'm going to do another live cast tonight with Natalie Jill. It's at 500,000 people on her account. So I'm going to get exposed to potentially 750,000 people on Instagram today just from having people on my show and doing a follow-up interview. And everybody wins. The audience wins because they get to ask these people questions. And then we each win because we get exposure to each other's audience. And it's a triple win, as I call it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to draw some correlations. If you don't have a podcast or you don't have a radio show yet, like how you can still use some of these tools. Think about like somebody that shares a similar topic or teaches something slightly different, but serves your audience. You can be doing this same exact technique to build your followers and get people more engaged. And really, these are the collaborative win-wins that transform your business because everybody's winning.
Yep. Yeah.
And so, go ahead. Do you want to finish that thought?
Well, that's what it's all about is people get so caught up in sales techniques and like, how do I convince and sell? And it's like, let's create wins for people. Let's create connection and let's show them, you know, what we've got. And then just, I found if you can focus on that connection and really deliver value, then the sale comes naturally. And that's one of the best phrases anybody can hear is that a sale just kind of coming naturally to you and making it easier.
Yeah. I actually had that happen from being on a live stream a couple weeks ago with a common friend of ours. And I had people, you know, immediately like signing up for all my stuff and then booking a consult going, can I hire you? And it was just from being on a live stream for about an hour. Like that was all that it took. And they just felt the synergy and, you know, liked what I was saying and wanted more. So it really works. Let's talk about IGTV and how that's different from IG Live and maybe why we should be adding that to our repertoire.
Well, so IGTV is Instagram TV, all right? And this is their attempt. What Instagram is doing is they're looking at other social platforms or other content creation platforms, and they kind of, well, first they try to buy them out, and then if that doesn't work, then they create their own thing because they're owned by Facebook, so they have that kind of power. Zuckerberg gets in there and just starts. So for example, with Instagram Stories, that wasn't supposed to be a thing. They wanted to buy Snapchat, and Snapchat wouldn't sell to them, so they said, all right, cool, we're going to create our own Snapchat. And now Snapchat is like tanking hard because everybody's doing Instagram Stories. So IGTV is their play on YouTube. All right. And the really neat thing that they're doing is they're not making it easy for you to take your YouTube videos and share them on IGTV. They want original content. So they make it all vertical video, right? So if you put a horizontal facing video, it looks real tiny and kind of weird on IGTV. So they want people doing keep holding their phone vertical and filming content and putting it up there. But it's right now it's got to be between 15 seconds and 10 minutes long. I'm really hoping they give us longer than 10 minutes because I would love to do, because not right now if you have like a 30-minute video, you've got to break it up into part one, part two, part three. Right. So it's a place, again, as content creators, you got to think, all right, A, this is new, and anything new that Instagram does, the algorithm is your friend. Like they are driving that you put something on IGTV, more eyeballs will see it for sure, because it's brand new and they're pushing it and they want to defeat the evil YouTube as the in their thought. So as a content creator, you got to think, all right, now this is video, but this is something that we can edit. This is something that we can kind of dress up a little bit. So it's more edited than the live cast. The live casting is authenticity. That's the key term there. Energy, authenticity, connection. IGTV to me is more about that next level, polishing it up a little bit, but really focusing on delivering value with great content and teaching, right?
So it's like an elevated version of the video.
Yeah. So if you're doing a podcast, think about ways that you could put IGTV content out there. You could just turn your phone camera on and film yourself as you are doing 10 minutes of your next podcast and just put that up. And once the episode goes live, you put that and be like, here's a little preview on my IGTV, check it out. And then within your IGTV, you can put some text below and say, hey, if you like this, subscribe to my podcast and check out the rest of the episode. So things like that, it's super easy. Or what a lot of times I'll do is even I'll record or download my Instagram lives if they're less than 10 minutes, and I'll put that in IGTV and dress it up a little bit. So you can repurpose a lot of content. If you're doing videos, Q&A stuff, anything that you're doing, or if you have some footage of the person that you're interviewing that you want to put up there, it's a great way just to showcase content. But the real key thing is right now, Instagram is pushing IGTV And it's just like when live casting first came out, Facebook, Instagram, they really throw the algorithm in that direction. Right now, that's IGTV. That's the place to be.
So here's my impression on IGTV versus IG Live is, first of all, you should be doing both. But let's say, you know, IGTV feels like it's super hard to like kind of do all of it, right? Like, what if you just capture video that you're already doing? So maybe if you're doing a podcast and you're doing it on Zoom, like we're doing it right now, you could grab the video with your phone and just grab a 10-minute spot from it. So think, you know, I did an episode last year on content spinning. Think, how do I take one piece of content and just spin it into different vehicles, right? Different platforms. Yeah. But, and am I correct in that IGTV does some kind of little snapshot on your profile, like you can do a little clip?
Yeah. You want me to blow your mind for a second?
Oh my gosh, blow our minds. Tell us all something really cool.
Now, this is what people normally pay for. So you guys are getting this for your favorite price. Free. Yeah, this is part of my course. So I've got this thing called the Instagram Content Vortex. All right. So it's one piece of content and it goes to every area of Instagram. All right. So we're talking about it's going to be created into a post at IGTV, Instagram Live, and Instagram Story, one piece of content. And I'll walk you through this here. So the first step in the vortex is to go live on Instagram and you're doing a live cast, and we're going to make sure it's less than 10 minutes because that way it fits the full IGTV. So you'll teach on a topic. All right. You go live there. Then you download that video to your phone and you're going to dress it up and add some text or whatever you want. And you're going to post that as an Instagram TV video. All right. Once you post that as an Instagram TV video, it shows a preview as an Instagram post. All right. Then you go up, and this is the nice one, is if you are below 10,000 followers on Instagram, you can't get the swipe up in your Instagram story. So this is a workaround. You go to your Instagram story and you can create another little video or just take a snapshot, a screenshot of the Instagram Live and post that as an Instagram story. And you can actually connect that to your Instagram TV and get swipe up, watch my Instagram TV video. So it all connects back around. And let's say you've got a new podcast episode on this topic, and every piece of that content, you are shooting people back towards link in bio, listen to this episode. So it all swirls around that one thing. Or maybe it's an opt-in. Maybe it's a free challenge that you're doing. Maybe it's something you're trying to sell. So you find that pinpoint thing that you are trying to point people to, and every little piece of that micro content all goes towards it. So no matter where they're at on Instagram, they're going to see it more than once. And I found this to be very effective with building that connection and getting people in front of the information that you're wanting to get them in front of.
I love it. I love little hacks like that. It's so cool. And your course, by the way, is full of them, which we'll share how everybody can get access to that in a little bit, just in case you guys are going like, okay, well, how do I just learn how to do all this? I want to talk about where you think podcasters are maybe missing out or making mistakes in how they're using Instagram that, you know, they're basically just like leaving money and followers and connection on the table.
There are several. One of the biggest ways is people aren't answering their direct messages. When somebody, you know, so a DM, like there's a little, it looks like a little paper airplane in the top right corner of Instagram. You click on that and people are messaging you and they're saying, hey, I loved your show, or hey, I have this question. And a lot of people are just very hard to reach. And sometimes if they have hundreds of thousands of followers, I get it. But there are a lot of people that have like 1,000 followers and they aren't answering their DMs. And these are people like these, this is the whole point that I talked about at the beginning, connection. We want to connect with these people, and that's how we win super fans. And those super fans go and tell everybody they know about you and your show. And so with the DM, with the direct messages, A, we got to answer them. I like to let people know that I'm answering them. All right. So, and you know, people have virtual assistants and people answering DMs, and that's better than not answering. What I've been doing, and since I'm a podcaster and a lot of people are listening to my show, they hear my voice, right? So they freak out. I leave them a voice message and I click on their account. I look at a few pictures. I'll like a few, and then I'll see what their actual name is. I'm like, hey, Melanie, I appreciate you sending me that message. It means the world to me that you're listening to my show. Let me know if I can do anything. If you want to sign up for a free coaching session, here's the link or whatever. And I give them a voice message of me talking to them. And talk about super fan. If they're already listening to your show and they resonate with your voice, and it's just like, wow, I felt like I was listening to an episode, but you're talking to me. So, you know, going to that level of connection, it lights these people up, because these are people that, you know, again, we're trying to connect with, we're trying to inspire. And that's the whole point in my opinion. So that's one way to really light them up. And I feel like a lot of podcasters are a little bit, you know, we are people that tend to take on a lot of things and stack things onto our plate, and we get very, very busy. But sometimes we get busy doing these ego-driven things when we could be busy connecting with the people that are actually trying to help. Instead of worrying about how many followers we have or how many likes I got on that last post, let's answer the DMs. Let's spend that 15 minutes a day connecting with people. And a lot of podcasters are out there looking for sponsors, right? And this is a great way to connect with people like that are interested in you showcasing their products and things like that. So check those DMs and always get them a message back if at all possible.
You know, and I would just, as an extension of that, I would say, like, and respond to the comments that people are making on your posts.
100%.
Oh my gosh, that does so much for the algorithm if you just want to bottom line it for a second. But again, like, when people are taking the time to comment and they're boosting your traction and you don't acknowledge them, and I know sometimes it's like you do the little like, but like say, hey, thanks so much. Or, you know, ask people a question. Like, just take that one step further. And again, if you don't have time, hire a virtual assistant, hire a social media team. They can speak on your behalf. There's nothing wrong with doing that if you're that busy.
Yeah.
But that personal connection and really like taking 2 seconds to kind of complete those thoughts, it goes a long way. I've had really big influencers that are friends of mine that you'll make a comment and they never even acknowledge it. And you're like, really? Come on, you're not that busy.
Yeah.
It's just a great connection point. So I'm glad you brought that up. Is there anything else you want to talk about in terms of mistakes?
Well, again, like you said, just like the comments and just being real people, like show people that you are a real person and you have that moment of realism and connectedness, and that person will go and tell other people about your show. And this is how it works in Instagram land. Like these super fans, man, that's the whole point, is creating these people that really, truly feel like you respect them enough to give them a few minutes of your time or a few seconds of your time to reply back and really just be an honest person and get connected and help them out as much as possible.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we just make this really simple? One of the biggest mistakes is not being on Instagram, right?
Yes. Yes. There we go.
Like, if you're not even on Instagram and you don't have the bandwidth to hire a social media team at least to get you on Instagram, you're really missing out on where a lot of people listen to podcasts and find podcasts, because the hashtags for podcasts are off the hook. Yep. When you use that, I get so many listeners who find my podcast by just using the hashtag podcast, podcast life, podcasting, right?
Yeah. And that's another thing that I teach
in my course. Sorry, I'm giving away all your secrets.
Well, no, let's give them away. I don't care. I'm here to add value, Melanie. The thing with the hashtag is that Instagram, it's huge. You know, Twitter, it's definitely there. Facebook, people don't really search hashtags as much. So a lot of people are converting over from Facebook into Instagram, and the hashtag is something you have to experiment with, something that you have to learn. I have a whole module called hashtag everything. And like, if you're in the Instagram story, the cool thing about Instagram stories is that when you use a hashtag in your story, you can see how many eyeballs that hashtag brings in. And I experiment every single day, and I'll drip different ones in there, and it's always different. So I haven't quite figured it out with, but I find it very interesting that, you know, hashtag weight loss journey 2019, one day will pull 300 eyeballs in, and the next day it's 4. You know, but you can that's just a sign that maybe you need to try a different one and just do, you know, ketogenic weight loss, or, you know, like you said, podcast tips, podcast life, try different things and see what works. And that way you can pull those into your posts, your Instagram TV, and use that as a testing ground. So that's another tip that I give, is experiment with the hashtags in your story, so you can actually see real time data of how many people saw you because of that hashtag. And then pull those into other areas and start using your little arsenal. And there are little hacks that I do where you can save hashtags on your phone. That way you just do like a quick little text edit and boom, it drops it all in there. So you can use, I think it's up to 30 hashtags now, and they always change it around. But that's the general number. And that way you have your top 30 for this type of post or that type of post, and boom, just drop them in there. But yeah, the hashtag is the name of the game in Instagram.
Yeah, I agree. It makes a big difference, and using the right ones. Okay, so I'm imagining that our listener is saying, okay, so this is all well and good, be active, be engaged, you know, connect with people, but if we just bottom line it, how do we get people to take action and buy stuff from us from Instagram?
The key with getting people to buy stuff, you know, and you're somebody that is probably one of the best that I've met at this, is just creating that customer experience, that client journey of from, it's not, I think one of the, if we're going to go back to errors, one of the big errors people make on Instagram is post to sell, story to sell, Instagram live to sell. They're just going right for the kill. You know, they're not flirting. They're not dating. There's no foreplay. They're going right for the deal, you know? So we have to take them on this experience, and Instagram has so many great tools to do that, to let people know the real you. They get to learn from you. They get to see what you teach on as a influencer, as a content creator. And then maybe you use one of our methods to create an opt-in to something for free that you give. And then that leads down to the thing that you're trying to sell, the connection that you're trying to make. And that's, you know, things like Instagram story polls and like the direct messages, all that stuff is just way, it's like fishing, you know, and then we find the right hole to fish in on Instagram, and then boom, we can connect people to what we're actually, you know, where we're actually able to help them as somebody that's selling a thing. And like I said, you are an expert. And that's why one of the reasons I love this podcast, Melanie, is like you give us tactical tips on how to do this sort of thing, where people like me that I'm not like, we did a consultation. I'm like, Melanie, I hate selling things. I hate launching. And you were like just smacking me upside the head. You're like, you have the wrong mindset around this. You're a connector. You're a communicator. Let's use that. And that was just like eye-opening for me. So if you guys have not done a one-on-one with Melanie, my God, you're missing out.
Thanks.
So shameless plug.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And Adam's talking about my Get Amplified strategy sessions just to connect us. I'll link that up just in case your curiosity is peaked going, well, how do I do that now?
Get amplified.
Well, thank you for that nice compliment. And I appreciate that. But, you know, I actually think you're hitting the nail on the head here, that it's a balance. Like there's an integration of value, like really helping people get connected, but creating a ritual where you're always inviting people to take a next step, right? Yeah. And so sometimes there may be a sale, but sometimes it's just like comment, share it, right? Like it's almost like we can tell people how they can support us better by just giving them like some step to take, you know, as a result of what they're hearing that day.
Yeah, anytime, that's another great tip there, Melanie. I mean, when you post something, when you put up an Instagram post or you do a live, I always have, okay, what is the next step? What do I want to say for them to do next? And rarely will it just be me screaming for 15 minutes and firing people up. I do that. But then at the end, I'll be like, if this resonated with you, I'd like you to check out this episode of my podcast to get more info. And maybe on that episode at the end, I would like to give them a free coaching call. And on that free coaching call, we can talk about joining my membership. So there's always that path that we're leading them towards, if it makes sense, that they can kind of opt in. But you can't go in just blind with just, you know, not knowing what that next step is. Like you said, whether it's sharing something out, but always asking for that next level for them to take. And usually there's several levels of them just getting value, benefit. And then that leads them down the trail that may lead to a sale, if it makes sense.
Yeah. And I think really that's what selling is all about, is helping people understand what problem you solve and how to do that with you when and if they are ready, right? It's just like, how do you get to the good decision?
Yep. Yeah. And like I said, Instagram gives you so many platforms. I know a lot of people are coming to Instagram now. They're like, oh my God, there are all these, there's the live, there's the post, there's the IGTV. Well, you know, what is all this? And they get confused. And they just go back to Facebook because that's like one thing. And the way I look at it and the way I want to encourage people to look at it is you don't have to be great at all those. So that whole content vortex thing, like that could be intimidating, or you may be like, that's the coolest thing ever. But find the one module, the one area of Instagram that you feel like you can really rock and that you can connect with, and just start there. So if that's going live, I know people that just go live every day at like a certain time of the day, and that's their jam, and that's what they focus on, and that's how they're building their audience. I know other people that really have amazing posts and they're beautiful pictures and people love them and there's lots of comments and they interact in there. Other people really getting into the IGTV, big, like people kind of coming over from YouTube are really getting into that. So find kind of the tip of the spear with those four, the big four and Instagram. Start there and then we can start to see how we can use the other parts to connect and drive towards that wheelhouse area that you found.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's just like you don't know what all the possibilities are. So you're not maybe doing all the right things or you're just kind of replicating what you see other people do. And you actually put something together that I think is so valuable. If you really do want to move this needle, you want to take things to the next level, you want to like use some of Adam's ninja moves, you have a free Instagram audit that kind of helps people see what they might be missing out on that they don't even realize they're missing out on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I love tools. Like coming from the fitness and the weight loss space, I know that having an assessment is very important. Like here's where we're starting at. Very important. So we can track progress. If somebody trying to lose weight, if they never have a measurement or a scale or even pictures, they don't know what's working, what's not. So I created the Instagram audit, the IG audit, and you guys can pick it up for free. It's at instagramforpodcasters.com. And it's just a quick little audit survey of the different ways you could and should be using podcast or Instagram as a podcaster and to see if you're maxing that out. Then I know a lot of you are probably going like, okay, hearing this in audio form is one thing, but how in the world do I do Instagram TV? How do I get a thought from my head onto Instagram TV? So I created a free mini course, the Instagram Basics for Podcasters mini course, where I take four videos, one for each of the big four, the Instagram posts, Instagram Live, Instagram Stories, and Instagram TV. And I give you over-the-shoulder access, follow-along, step-by-step videos of how to put up an Instagram post, how to do Instagram Live, how to do Instagram TV, how to do Instagram Stories, step-by-step. You can pause it, get on your phone, go, okay, I did step one. Then go to the next one. Okay, I did step two. And then you're creating this content. So I wanted to give that gift to you guys. And that way you can go down that path and see if that makes sense for you.
I love the little trainings that you did so much. But I also love your full Instagram for Podcasters program. And you know, we don't normally like make offers and sell stuff on the podcast, but I did ask Adam if he would do one thing for my listeners, because there's so many of you guys who are doing radio shows, you're doing Facebook Lives, you're doing Instagram, right? You're putting a podcast out or you're thinking about doing a podcast. And the one thing that sticks you is like, how do we get people to listen? Like, how do we get people on that? And I have fallen in love with this whole process. Like, I love it so much. I am starting to use some of the things you've been teaching in it, and it's making a huge difference, not just in my traction in terms of building the listeners, but it's actually getting more followers on Instagram, which is always a good thing. So I asked Adam if he would put something together for our listeners just to make it really a no-brainer for you all. And so here's what he's done. Like, if you decide to go through the mini course, which is free, and you want to go for the full course, Adam is giving 50% off for only our listeners here at Amplify Your Success for the full podcasting course, which I believe that means $500 off the course, right?
That is 100% correct there, Melanie. Yeah. And I'm psyched about that. I love to teach people. I love, you know, I remember the first time I helped somebody lose 100 pounds and the way that felt from, like, I've lost 100 pounds, but then helping someone else do it, amazing. That's like 10 times better. And as I've exposed people to this course, seeing their success and getting the testimonials and people going, I feel like I'm connecting my audience for the first time ever. And people are, as somebody that really has something to say and realizing that people are now hearing it, it's unlike anything else. And having that type of feedback, it's just rocking my world and I love it. So I want to get this out in front of your people. I know it'll help. And whatever bribery I need to do to give them discounts, I will gladly do so. To just be able to help people get their message out there.
Yeah. And so if you use the code Amplify, I will also post this in the show notes, and you go to instagramforpodcasters.com, take the audit, see where you're at, take the mini course, you know, get the pump prime there. And if you want to go full blown and really master this. And by the way, if you don't have a podcast, but you're have other content that you use to attract your clients, use this process. It works no matter what kind of content you're putting out in the world. And I will even tell you that if you are a Amplify Your Success community member, I want you to stay tuned because Adam's going to do a special training in there just for our members. So you're going to get the full Adam treatment, which is such a treat. And I mean, couldn't you just listen to this voice all day long anyway, right?
Why, thank you.
So Adam, I love this so much and I hope you guys will take advantage of it because there's nothing like having a system to kind of teach you how to, you know, make some shortcuts work easier, take the mystery out of it, you know, make things easier is always better. I want to end by kind of going a little personal for a minute, because I think it's really, it's on a lot of people's minds. Like, you know, what do you really have to do to get successful, right? Where is it missing for me? A lot of times people feel like they're missing these big puzzle pieces, and you have had such amazing traction over the last year and a half since I first met you. I have watched things just blow up for you. But what do you think was the boldest move you had to make that really helped set that major success in motion?
That's a great question. I've been talking a lot about just being that person that is willing to show up for your goals every single day. And so I've been using the analogy of whether it's weight loss, whether it's business, whether it's relationships, whatever that big goal is, it's like a giant redwood tree in your front yard. And your only job for the day is, if you eventually want to chop that down, you have to pick up the axe, walk out the door and swing every day, no off days, right? If you're going to find the spouse of your dreams, you got to get out there and meet people every day. You got to network. If you want to find the job of your dreams, if you want to build an online empire, you got to swing every day. If you need to lose 100 pounds, you got to get out there and swing every day. Some days you miss, some days you just chip a little bit off, some days you make a really big impact, but just being the person that is willing to show up for your goals every day, even if it's just 1% in the right direction, that's the most important thing to me. So all these big goals that I've gone after in my life and that I have in front of me right now, you know, those things inspire me, but they inspire me to get out of bed, walk out the door and swing the axe. And that's where the magic happens. So that would be the tip I would give to people is, you know, are you doing something every day? Are you swinging the axe or are you sitting on the sidelines? And if you are, it's time to get off the sidelines and get into action.
Yeah. And stop complaining. you're not in the ring taking action. Just know it's all up to you to get in the ring. And if you don't know what ring to get into, get a coach, right? Like hire someone that knows what they're doing and can help you figure out what's in the ring and what's not in the ring, right? What do you need to be like swinging the axe towards?
Yep.
Love it. man, you are rocking things. PhD has served you well.
Yes. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to make one more ask of your audience. Yeah, is that okay? So this is an amazing podcast. Melanie's delivering just off the charts, super helpful content. I'm a binge listener of this show. I would love it if you guys would put a tip in the tip jar of this show and go on iTunes, leave a rating and review, mention the PhD, mention this episode so that she knows that this is your favorite episode. And feel free to lie, even if it's not. But go on there. That helps so much. That literally is like putting a tip in the tip jar. A lot of you are getting advice that she could charge thousands of dollars for. All right. So I would love it. That would mean the world to me if you go on there and leave that, you know, if you haven't subscribed yet, do yourself a favor, do that, but also leave a rating or review and let Melanie know what you think of the show and how much you love it.
Aw, thanks, Adam. What a great way to end the show today. I'm super honored. So we'll just cut that out of my outro now. Thanks, Adam. Hey, thanks for listening in today. And, you know, I love hearing from you so much. So whether you follow on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you listen, give us a shout out today. Let me know what you love the most. One thing you'll put into action from today's episode. Remember, it's not just about the ideas, not just about having this great knowledge. It's what you put into action that's going to amplify your results. So see you next week. And be sure to go check out Adam's tools. You are going to love them. Bye for now.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.